إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، عنوان محاضرتنا اليوم قواعد معرفة الحق، أو بعض قواعد معرفة الحق، وللحق أكثر من 10 قواعد نبين فيها اليوم ما نستطيع منها.
The title of today's lecture is The Principle or Principles of Recognizing the Truth, meaning how you recognize the truth. And there are more than 10 important principles about recognizing the truth. We will try to cover as many as possible today, and some of them today.
إن هذه الكلمة كلمة الحق يتجاذبها كل جيد في اللغة إلا أخفف
نعم
أخفف في اللغة
هذا تمام إذا كان في شيء مشكلة أنا
يتجاذبها كل الناس ويدعيها كل الخلق من اليهود والنصارى على كافة فرقهم وانقساماتهم ومن المسلمين بالذات كل الفرق تدعي أنها على الحق وأنها تدعو إلى الحق.
Everything or person claims to be on the truth. Like in the world, all different kinds of people, all of them claim to be on the truth, including the Jews and the Christians and others. And amongst the Muslims as well, everyone claims to be on the truth. So we should know how we recognize the truth.
فهل هناك قواعد تبين أن هذا حق وأن هذا ليس بحق؟ هل هناك أصول توضح المقصود؟ أما أن المسألة عائمة كالمطاطة، كل واحد يشد الحق إليه.
غبر.
So the question is, are there principles by which we can recognize the truth, or is it for a situation like a spray or rubber that it covers everything.
لقد فقد المسلمون الشيء الكثير، وإن من أعظم ما فقدوه قواعد معرفة الحق، ولذلك ترى القيل والقال والاختلافات بينهم كثيرة لعدم ضبطهم لهذه القواعد العظيمة.
The Muslims have lost many things. One of the most important things they have lost is the understanding of the principle by which they can recognize the truth. And that is why this has led to so much difference of opinion amongst the Muslims and so much talk going in all different directions.
ولذلك سنسرد الآن بعض هذه القواعد. من أهم القواعد على الإطلاق أن تفرق بين البينة والتزيين.
So we'll now come to some of the important principles for recognizing the truth. One of the most important is to recognize the difference between proof, bayyina, and tazyin, just decorating your words, and making it sound good. Difference between understanding proof and what sounds good.
ولعدم هذا التفريق بين البينة الحجة البرهان من جهة والتزيين من جهة أخرى، سقطت كثير من الجماعات المسلمة الغابرة والحاضرة في هذه المسألة.
And because of the inability of many people to distinguish between proof, clear evidence and proof on one hand, and just making it sound good, the declaration on the other hand, many, many groups of Muslims have gone astray in the past and in the present.
وأصل التفريق قوله تعالى أفمن كان على بينة من ربه
فمن زين له سوء عمله واتبعوا أهواءهم. يقول الله عز وجل أو كأنه يقول: أفمن كان، هل الذي يكون على بينة ودليل وبرهان وسلطان من الله من ربه؟ فجاءت هذه للتأكيد، يكون البينة من الله. هل يستوي هذا الذي معه بينة ودليل كالذي زين له سوء عمله، زين كلامه وحسنه بلا دليل؟ ومصير هؤلاء أنهم أصحاب هوى.
هو حافظ القرآن.
The principle of the foundation of the idea is from the words of Allah. In Surah Muhammad, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ فَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. That is the one who is a clear proof, a clear evidence from his Lord, like the one whose evil actions have been made seem clear to him, have been made to seem good to him, and he has followed his device. So Allah is saying, are these two the same? The one who is on proof and evidence on the one hand, and not just proof and evidence, it is from Allah, from his Lord. So this emphasizes what kind of proof this is. It is proof, clear truth in itself, and it's also from Allah. Is it the same as the person whose actions and his talk he has decorated, made it sound good, and in fact he has become one of those who follow his desires?
من الله من الكتاب والسنة وأقوال الصحابة لا يفرق بين هذا وبين التزيين هو هالك ونتيجته ضال متبع لهواه. ولذلك التفريق بين هذا من أعظم الأمور ومن أهم القضايا التي يجب على الشباب المسلم أن يفرق فيها.
Between clear proof from Allah and the book and the Sunnah and the action of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he does not appreciate this. He will be amongst those going astray and following his desire, and he will be on the road to destruction.
كل ليس بدليل وبينة فهو هوى وتزيين. هذه قاعدة. كل شيء ليس بدليل، مجرد تركيب كلام، كل ليس بدليل ولا حجة فهو هوى.
Everything which is not evident or proof and is just making things sound good and beautifying the world, all of that is following his desire.
والتزيين يكون من الله استدراجا وعقوبة ومن الشيطان إضلالا وغواية. قد يكون التزيين من الله وقد يكون من الشيطان.
The word makes the sound good can be from Allah or can be from Shaitan. From Allah it is.
Istidraj. Giving them a time, respite. Just a respite, huh?
Okay.
And from Shaitan is deviation, Istidraj.
From Allah it is giving them time and giving them a chance. Whereas it comes from Shaitan, it is leading astray and taking them to destruction.
قال تعالى في آية أخرى: أفمن زين له سوء عمله فرآه حسنا.
And I'm not saying another verse. Is the one whose evil action has been made to feel good to him so that he thinks they are good. أفمن زين له سوء عمله فرآه حسنا. His evil action has been made to sound good so that he sees them as something good.
فأصل العمل شيء وجاء عليه محسنات سرعان ما تزول.
So his actions are actually evil in themselves from the beginning, and on top of that, he has made them seem good by decoration.
مثاله: المرأة الغير جميلة تتحسن وتتزين لتصبح جميلة وهي ليست بجميلة.
Just like an ugly woman who beautifies herself with makeup, etc., to try to look beautiful when actually she isn't.
ومثاله أن يحفر الناس حفرة فخ
فطرة
ثم يضعون عليه ورود وطعم حتى يأتي الإنسان فيسقط فيه. نضرب أمثلة من الكتاب والسنة. حرم الله الميتة فقال كفار قريش ما هذا الدين؟ إذا ذبحت الشاة من الإنسان والعبد إذا ذبحها محمد نأكل، وإذا ذبحها رب محمد لا نأكل، يعني الميتة إذا قتلها الله نأكل لا نأكل، وإذا ذبحها عبد الله نأكل، هذا تدين.
Example is Allah has prohibited meat, dead flesh, an animal which dies by itself, you know, without being slaughtered. So the Mushrikeen of Mecca made fun of this by saying, how can it be that if an animal is killed by a person or by Muhammad, the person slaughtered it, then it's halal, you can eat it, and if it's killed by Allah, you know, dies by itself, Allah kills it, then you can't eat it. So they made fun of it like that. So they decorated the word, made it sound good, what they were saying.
هذا من التدين الذي يدخل في العقول ويغش به الجهال الذين لا يفرقون بين البينة والتدين.
Making a declaration is making things sound good so that the ignorant people are deceived, and because they can tell the difference between what is proof and what is declaration.
ودليل ومثال آخر الربا. قال كفار قريش الرجل يبيع ويشتري ويربح أضعاف كثيرة هذا يجوز، ورجل يأخذ 10% في كل سنة هذا لا يجوز. قد يبيع الإنسان ويربح 30-40-50%، قالوا هذا يجوز، ويربح 10% هذا لا يجوز.
Another example is about interest and usury, riba. That the opponent said, a person may buy and sell and invest in allow trade and make lots many times how much he invested, and that's okay. And the person who takes 10% interest over the whole year, you know, how can that be wrong? Another example of making it standard.
والجواب عند المسلم إن الله يحكم ما يريد فعال لما يريد وحرم الله وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. هذا هو الدليل الذي يرد التدين ويرد العقل وما يتخيله.
And the answer for the Muslim is from the saying of Allah that Allah does what he wishes and Allah gives his judgment and command whatever he wishes, so he does whatever he wants. And so for example Allah has allowed trade and forbidden usury, and that is a clear answer to get rid of all kind of declarations, any kind of argument which makes the opposite of truth sound good.
ومن التدين الآن عند الناس يقولون أن الربا عصب الحياة وعصب الاقتصاد، وأننا إذا حرمناه ومنعناه سقط الاقتصاد وانهار المال إلى غير ذلك من القواعد المزيفة، إلى غير ذلك من التدين في رد الشرع.
An example of this nowadays is what people say that usually your interest is the root of all society now, and it's the root of all economics. And so if you were to get rid of interest and usually, everything would fall apart from the system of great God. This is an example of using life-standing words to oppose or to reject the Sharia, the truth of Allah.
الصحابة إذا سمعوا من أهل البدع كلاما مزينا في البدع والضلالات وضعوا أيديهم في آذانهم، وما سمعوا قالوا هذا تهجين، ما سمعنا هذا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الله تعالى when the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to hear such words of declaration, like from the words from the people of salvation and the people of John of Christ, they used to put their fingers in the air and say, we don't want to listen to this. You know, last time we heard this, we could hear this, so we did not hear this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وكل البدع مبدأها التزيين والتحسين.
الأول إنوفيشن الستارت أب فروم ميكينج ستاندرد أند ميكينج لوك جود.
لأجل هذا حرم السلف على الذين لا يفرقون بين البينة والتزيين أن يذهبوا إلى أهل البدع.
And that is why the Salaf or the early generation of Muslims forbade the person who could not tell the difference between proof and nice-sounding words to go to the people of innovation.
لأنهم لا يعرفون كيف يميزون البينة والتزيين مثل شباب هذه الأمة الآن.
Because from the word of innovation, they don't know the difference between proof and nice-sounding words, just like the young or the youth of the Muslims today.
معظم القضايا التي تشاهدونها من الخلافات بين الجماعات الإسلامية المعاصرة بسبب عدم تفريقهم بين البينة والتزيين.
And the vast majority of the reason for all the differences and disputes amongst the Muslim groups nowadays is because they can't tell the difference between clear proof and what sounds good.
فمجرد أن تسمع كلاما ليس فيه كتاب ولا سنة ولا قول صحابة ضع يديك على أذنيك ولن مستريح.
So whenever you hear nice sounding words in which there is no truth, no faith of Allah, no faith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, no faith of the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then put your hand over your ears and you go to sleep for the better.
وأي كلام يكلمك فيه أجبه, قل له في أي سورة هذا من القرآن, من رواه البخاري أو مسلم, فينقطع صاحب البدعة لأن كلامه من عنده ومن جيبه. وهكذا كان يقول لنا شيخنا الألباني وابن باز, إذا حدثه رجل أو ناقشه يقول له من أين لك هذا, يقول من عندي, يقول اترك ما عندك, نحن عندنا خير مما عندك.
And so that is why the sheikh, like an Azania, the place that if you hear the person speaking, ask him in which surah of the Quran is this, or in which hadith is this, where is it from? And he would say, it is from me. And he would say, you know, leave what we do because we have it much better. And so he says, if and you can tell the person's innovation by the fact that if you can ask him in which surah of the Quran is this, or in which authentic hadith of the Quran is this, if it's in Bukhari or Muslim for example, you'd find that he shuts up, he doesn't know the answer.
القاعدة الثانية من التزيين العاطفة. ولذلك نقول في القاعدة الثانية الحق مقدم على العاطفة.
The second principle is differentiation between proof and passion or emotion. And recognize the difference between what is truth and what is just emotion or passion.
من يحفظ دليل من القرآن عن عاطفة؟ جاء قوم بعاطفة يريدون أن يغيروا بها الحق ويجعلوا الحق باطل والباطل حق. من يذكر دليل من القرآن؟
شيخ الأصل, who remembers the evidence from the Quran about a group of people who had lots of passion and emotion who wanted to change the truth into falsehood. Shaykh al-Asim, can you remember?
قال إذن لا يجن اللقاءنا يأتي بقرآن غير هذا أو بدله كل ما هو بدله
قال عاطفة. وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون.
The verses to the Yusuf, that the brothers of Yusuf came to their father in the evening crying.
لأنهم بكوا ليغطوا الباطل الذي معهم والحق الذي ضيعوه وخالفوه الذي مع أبيهم.
So they needed emotion by crying to cover up the falsehood which they had done and to oppose, you know, the truth which their father was on.
ولذلك معظم الناس الآن يتأثرون في بعض الأعمال في بعض الدول العربية ويبنون أحكامهم على العاطفة, ولو أنهم تنبهوا إلى هذا لاتبعوا الدليل.
And because many of the people nowadays in the Muslim countries and the Arab countries based all their actions or what they do on emotion and passion. If they were to realize this, that that's what they're doing, then they would stop and actually follow evidence and proof.
والأدلة في هذا كثيرة جدا ليس الوقت نأخذ دليل فقط من الكتاب ودليل من السنة ليس الوقت.
The evidence for this principle are many, but for the same time, Shaykh just mentioned one proof from the Quran and one from the Sunnah.
من السنة في صحيح الصحيحين أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غزا الطائف. فأصابتهم جراح دون أن يفتحوا الحصن فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنا قافلون غدا إن شاء الله فقال الصحابة كيف نرتحل ولم ننل منهم شيئا كيف نرتحل ولم ننل منهم شيئا فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اغدوا يعني قاتلوا في اليوم الثالث فقاتلوا فأصيبوا بجراح ولم يفتحوا الحصن فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إنا قافلون غدا إن شاء الله قالوا إنا قافلون غدا إن شاء الله فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
أذن في المصنع وفي مالكه في صحيح البخاري المسلم قال قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فوت against fire so attack fire and the first day that, you know, they suffered harm without conquering the fort. So the Prophet said, we will attack again tomorrow. And the Prophet said, how can we attack tomorrow when we haven't even achieved anything against them today? So the Prophet said, no, we will fight again tomorrow. And so then the next day they attacked again, and again they suffered harm, the companions, and they did not, you know, conquer the fort. So then the Prophet said, again, we will attack again tomorrow.
No, we will go back.
So we'll go back. So we'll go back. And the Prophet said,
yes, now we go back.
Yes, so the Prophet said, yes, now we go back. And because of that, the Prophet said, no. Yes, yes. Yeah.
They couldn't open.
They said,
we go back. They said, well, how are we going back?
You know,
we don't get anything.
Mm.
And then they said, okay, we try tomorrow.
Okay. This goes into it again. They attacked the first day, and they didn't, conquer the fort, and they suffered harm. So the Prophet said, we'll retreat, we'll go back. And the companion said, how can we go back when we haven't achieved anything? So they said, okay, we will attack again tomorrow. So they attacked the next day, and again, they didn't achieve anything. And again, the Prophet said, oh, we'll retreat. And this time, the companion said, yes, okay, we will retreat. And the Prophet said, no.
الدليل من هذا الحديث أن الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم اتبعوا العاطفة وهي أن العرب سيتحدثون أن المسلمين لم يستطيعوا فتح حصن الطائف وهذا عيب عليهم كبير بينما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ينظر إلى الحق وإلى الوحي ولذلك أجل الفتح ورجع اتباعا للحق وهم أرادوا أن يبقوا بناء على عاطفتهم.
Evidence taken from this hadith is that the companions acted on emotion and passion because they thought that the disbelievers would talk about how they had to retreat and that they couldn't conquer the fort and this would be a sort of hurt fight for them. So that's why they want to retreat. Whereas the Prophet was following revelation and truth and he knew that the conquest of the fight would be at a later time. So it was okay to retreat.
القاعدة الثالثة أن الحق لا يتعلق بالواقع.
The third principle is that the truth is not dependent upon the current situation.
وإنما يتعلق بالكتاب والسنة.
بدون خلينا أقول.
And in fact, the truth is taken from the Kitab and Sunnah.
مهما رأيت الواقع يدفعك ويحثك على أمر ما فلا بد أن تخضع الواقع للكتاب والسنة.
So no matter what the situation seems to tell you to do, based on your experience of the situation, the correct thing to do has to be referred to the book and the Sunnah.
إذا كنت كلكم ترون أن هذا جدار أبيض ويقول الشرع هذا أحمر فيجب أن نعتقد أحمر ونكذب أعيننا.
So even if all of us were to say that this wall is white, and the Sharia was to say, no, this wall is red, it would be obligatory for us to say, to follow the Sharia and say this wall is red, and our eyes have to be seen there.
ومهما سمعنا عن الحدود أنها سيئة وأنها تقطع اليد، ومهما سمعنا عن المرأة أن تخرج إلى الشارع إلى عزك، كله من التزيين ومن أدلة الواقع التي تصادم الكتاب والسنة.
So all tajajimus like the punishment, the hudud in Islam are cruel, you know, cutting off the hand, etc. Or that it's okay for the woman to go out and about, no problem, there's nothing wrong with it, what's wrong with it. All of these kind of arguments are decorating the word and, you know, taking from the situation and not from truth.
وكثير من أدلة أهل زماننا تتعلق بالواقع، فيقولون انظروا لما نزلت المرأة في الدول الأوروبية كيف تقدمت الصناعة. فنقول لهم هذا الدليل من الواقع من الكتاب والسنة؟ فإذا قالوا من الواقع رددناه، إذا من الكتاب والسنة قلنا سمعنا وأطعنا.
So for example, these arguments that people use nowadays, we can answer them by saying, you know, look at the situation in Europe where the women coming out have nothing to do with the advancement in manufacturing, etc., of the people. But the point is that any argument which is taken from the Qur'an and Sunnah, except which is based purely on the current situation, we reject.
الدليل على هذا من السنة أن رجلا جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إن بطن أخي استطلق، يعني إسهام. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اسقه عسلا، فذهب فسقاه عسلا فزادت استطلاقا، زاد الإسهام. فجاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله سقيت عسلا فزاد، قال اسقه عسلا، فسقاه المرة الثانية عسلا فزاد إسهالا استطلاقا. فرجع قال يا رسول الله زادت، قال اسقه عسلا، كذب صدق الله وكذب بطن أخيك، اسقه عسلا. فسقاه الثالثة فشفي.
The evidence from the Sunnah for this is that the person came to the Prophet and said that my brother has a severe diarrhea. And so the Messenger said, give him honey to drink. So he gave him honey and so he made his diarrhea worse. So he came back and said that the honey had made my brother's stomach get worse, my diarrhea got worse. So the Prophet said, again, give him honey to drink. So again he gave him honey to drink. And he came back and he said the same thing, it made it even worse. And the Prophet said this time, give him honey to drink, because Allah has spoken the truth, and the stomach of your brother has blown. So he gave him honey to drink for the third time, and he was cured.
فنحن نرى أن الواقع في زيادة الاستطلاق، بينما الشرع يقول اسقه عسلا. فلا ننظر إلى الواقع ولكن ننظر إلى طاعة الله عز وجل وطاعة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم مهما كان الواقع ومهما كانت النتائج.
So in this case the situation was saying that it's getting worse, the diarrhea is getting worse. But we don't look at that, we look at what the Sharia was saying, give him honey to drink. So whatever you might think the situation is doing, that's not coming to it, we do what the Qur'an and the Sunnah says.
مثال آخر في صحيح مسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رأى عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام رجلا يسرق، قال أسرقت؟ قال لا والذي لا إله إلا هو ما سرقت. فقال عيسى آمنت بالله وكذبت عيني.
When a man says, "No, by Allah, I do not fear," Sa'if al-Islam said, "I believe in Allah and I reject what my eyes tell me," meaning that the person swore by Allah and swearing by Allah is a proof, bayina. So even the, what the Prophet saw, what his own eyes saw, was to be rejected when the proof was there.
ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام من حلف له بالله فليصدق.
And the Prophet said, if anyone swears by Allah to you, then you should accept what he says.
فإذا رأيت أخاك يفعل أمرا ثم حلف لك بالله ما فعله فيجب أن تصدقه وتكذب نفسك تكذب الواقع.
So for example, if you saw a person, or you saw a person doing something, and then you say by Allah, the brother is this, that no, the Muslim, I mean, that you say by Allah, no, I did not do this, then you must accept his word and reject what you are telling you.
هل نحن نطبق هذا في حياتنا العملية نحن المسلمين؟
Do we Muslims implement this in our daily life?
هل إذا حلف لنا مسلم أنه ما فعل وأنه فعل نصدقه أم نتبع أهواءنا وتزييننا؟
Do we, when a person swears by Allah to us, he did do something or he didn't do something, do we accept his word or do we follow our desires and our passions?
المثال الأخير في أن الحق مقدم على الواقع مثال عظيم جدا.
And the next example to show that the truth is more weighty than the situation. It is extremely important and an important proof.
لما أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الدجال قال معه جنة ومعه نار فأما ناره فجنة وأما جنته فنار فإذا أمر أحدا منا أن يرقي نفسه في النار فليرقي نفسه لأنها ستتحول إلى جنة. هذا مثال عظيم على أن الحق مقدم على الواقع وهو أنك ترى بعينك الجنة جنان وأنهار وهي نار وترى بعينك نار تلتهب وهي جنة. فهكذا نقدم الكتاب والسنة على رؤية الإنسان وعلى الواقع.
The third example is that the Prophet told us that the Dajjal, the false Christ, would have a garden with him and a fire with him. And that his garden would actually be a fire, and his fire would be a garden. So the person, you know, should jump into the fire to get into the garden. So this shows that we follow the truth, as the Prophet ﷺ has told us, and not what the eyes tell us. Because this garden, with, you know, green grass and rivers and things, looks like a garden. But it's actually a fire. And whereas a fire, raging fire within this forest flame, looks terrible, but actually a garden.
هل سأل الموضح عندهم ربما يكون مني مو منك يعني سأل
كيف أقول is it clear to everyone maybe the translation or whatever so the
problem أنا واضح بالكلام غير واضح بالفعال.
It's clear when you hear it, it's not clear in action, it's being implemented.
وقال حتى الحق لا يتعلق بالمصالح التي نراها مصالح. يعني إذا تعارضت المصالحنا مع الشرع مع القواعد الشرعية نقدم الشرع وليس في هذا مصلحة أبدا إنما نظن ويتراءى لنا أنها مصلحة.
مصلحة something you feel is beneficial, but the Sharia is telling us something different. We follow the truth, read it, and read what we think to be beneficial.
من الأمثلة على ذلك أن الصحابة كانوا يتبايعون أو يؤجرون أراضيهم بنوع من المزارعة والمساقات المزارعة. ومن هذا النوع نوع أن الأرض كانت إن تكون الأرض بجوار النهر فيأتي صاحب الأرض فيقول حصتي من الزرع ما كان بجوار النهر وما كان غيرها فهو للفلاح. نعم هذا نوع كانوا يتعاطونه.
فهمته أنا؟ أرض بجوار النهر بجوار النهر أرض كبير يقسمها بالنص، النص البعيد عن النهر يقول للفلاح هذه لك، واللي بجوار النهر يقول هذه نتيجتها والزرع لي والفلاح يزرع الفلاحين. فإذا جاء المطر انتفع الاثنين، وإذا ما جاء المطر انتفع صاحب الأرض بالنهر وذاك ما أخذ شيء.
يعني
هذا كان يفعله.
For example, in cultivating the land and in planting, in watering it. So, for example, if a person owns some land which is next to a river, the owner of the land would come and say, you know, when this crop came out, that those crops which are near the river, they belong to me because it's the river which has produced them. It's because of the river that the crops are there. And the crops which are far away from the river, they go to the farmer, the one who actually works in the land, because he's the one who's worked hard for those. And they said that if it rains, then, you know, then this does not apply.
Meaning if it rains, then it is common for both of them,
yeah,
both are benefiting.
Yeah,
if it rains, more rain, then the land owner will be getting more crops because he got water from the canal.
Yeah. So if it rains, then everyone takes from the crops. If there's no rain, the landowner would get, you know, more crops because near the river, that's where they would be.
ولذلك حرم الإسلام هذا النوع لما فيه من الظلم على الفلاح.
الإسلام actually prohibited this kind of setup because it is unjust to the farmer.
وكان رافع بن خديج يعامل عماله بهذه الطريقة.
And رافع بن خديج, one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to apply this principle, you know, with his workers, the farmers.
وكان متفرغا للعلم والدعوة والعبادة.
While he himself was free for, you know, worship and seeking knowledge and other things.
ثم لما جاءه ابن عمر فقال له إن هذا حرمه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So when ابن عمر came to him, the Prophet said, "This is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade."
فقال رافع إن لنا في هذا لنفع.
The Rafi said, but there is benefit for us in this.
ولكن طاعة الله ورسوله أنفع.
But he said, there is benefit for us in this, in our setup, but in the day of mine is nothing else, there is more benefit.
هؤلاء هم الصحابة الذين تربوا على يد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We are the companions who were brought up and educated by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لا يقدمون عقلا ولا عاطفة ولا نتيجة ولا مصلحة على قول الله وقول رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
They do not put forward passion or emotion or the situation or benefits and the current situation and experience above obedience to Allah's messenger.
وأما نحن فنحتال 100 حيلة لرد كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لرد آية أو رد حديث.
Well, us now then, we look for hundreds of excuses to get around and to disobey the words of Allah in the Messiah.
الدليل الثاني على أن الحق مقدم على المصالح وعلى الواقع كذلك. هذا في دليلان. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر أصحاب أحد أن لا ينزلوا ولو رأوا الطيرة تتخطف الصحابة، ولكنهم للأسف لما رأوا النصر ورأوا مصلحة في جمع الغنائم نزلوا، فاتبعوا الواقع واتبعوا المصلحة وخالفوا النص فذاقوا وبال أمرهم جميعا.
Another example or evidence for the fact that truth takes precedence over benefit In fact, this evidence applies to current situation as well. The truth, it should be followed rather than what the situation of experience tells you. If when the Prophet told his answer that offered, when he posted them on, you know, on the one side of the mountain, not to leave their position, even if they saw the birds, you know, snatching the companions away, and to stay there until orders came. But they put forward benefits and the situation above, you know, obedience when they saw the booty being distributed. So of course they left the mountain and came for that. And as we all know, because of that, all of them had to taste, you know, the harm caused by this. Because they were defeated, of course.
القاعدة الآن الأخيرة هي أن الحق لا يتعلق بالنيات وحسن القصد.
The first principle is that the truth has got nothing to do with the person's good intention or good sincerity.
يعني ليس كل صاحب نية حسنة معه حق. يعني حسن النية ليس دليلا شرعيا.
In other words, not every person who is well-intentioned or extremely sincere has a truth within. The fact that a person well-intentioned and very sincere has got nothing to do with, is not a condition for it being true.
فليس الواقع حجة شرعية وليست العاطفة حجة شرعية وليست المصلحة حجة شرعية وليس حسن الظن حجة شرعية.
So in other words, when you're debating or discussing with people, the point is that truth is not to do with, you know, making it sound good or passion or what the current the situation tells you or what benefits are,
yeah,
or the person's good intentions or sincerity or you know, your good thoughts about him.
يعني يجب أن تتنبه إلى الدليل، هل هو عاطفة، هل هو واقع، هل حسن النية، أم هو قال الله قال رسوله، فتقبل الأخير ولا ترد الأول مهما كان.
So the point is, you look for the person's basis of what he's doing, his so-called evidence. Is it emotional passion? Is it the current situation? Is it benefit? Is it good intention? Or is it what Allah is letting you say? And it is the latter, who Allah is letting you say that you follow, and you get everything else based on the others.
مثال ذلك ودليل ذلك.
Yeah, an example of the truth for this.
أن أحسن الناس على وجه الأرض نية وقصدا هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Example is that the person with the best intention and the best objective on the face of the earth and the best intention was the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومع ذلك صحح الله له كثيرا من القضايا.
And besides that, on top of that, despite that, Allah corrected him in many issues.
ولم يقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب أنا حسن النية وهذا صواب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not say, oh Allah, you know, my intention was good.
لما عفى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الذين خلفوا نزل العتاب الرباني يقول عفى الله عنك لما أذيت لهم.
For example, when the Prophet accepted excuses of those who stayed behind for the expedition of Tabuk, Allah forgive that, Allah forgive you, Allah forgive you, Allah forgive you. Why did they accept the excuses?
Especially about those three whose excuses were repentance was not accepted. Was not accepted. For them this ayah is الذين خلفوا repentance was delayed. لا الذين
لما أذن لهم لأنه
أذن لهم بعدم
الخروج. Everyone made excuses. Allah created and said, why did you give them permission? So I told them, Allah forgive you, you know, even why did you give them permission? You know, until.
ماذا يعني المقصود بمثال ما أريد أشرح القضية؟ أن النبي حسن النية ومع ذلك صحح الله له هذا مفهوما.
And pointing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was of course well intentioned
وكذلك في أسرى بدر كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حسن النية ولم يصب في مسألة في أسرى بدر.
Similarly, in the situation of the captive of Badr, you know what to do there. The Messenger of Allah eventually let them go. Again, Allah corrected him. They should not let them go. He should actually kill them.
وأخيرا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما جاءه الأعمى وقال الأعمى علمني مما علمك الله. فنظر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى المصالح ونظر وهو حسن النية ومع ذلك عبس في وجهه فجاء العتاب الرباني عبس وتولى ولم يحتج النبي بحسن نيته.
Again, the famous example of the blind man who came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, teach me from the knowledge that I've given you. And the Messenger ﷺ looked at what was more beneficial when he was talking to a leader of Quraysh and he wanted his conversion. So he frowned and turned away. And Allah revealed, you know, the correction and the admonishment to the Prophet ﷺ, you know, that he finally turned away. And the Prophet ﷺ never made an excuse by saying, I have good intentions.
كل هذه الأمثلة وكثير في القرآن والكريم تدل على أن على المسلم أن يفرق بين البينة والتزيين.
فأول من many examples and proof demonstrate clearly that the Muslim must distinguish and differentiate between proof and what may anything which makes it sound good.
وأن لا يحتج بالتزيين من عاطفة أو عقل أو مصلحة أو نتيجة.
And that you should not use and approve any of these kinds of decorations that can sound good, be it passion or benefits or situation or his intelligence, intellect, anything.
ولا يقبل لا يحتج ولا يقبل.
He does not use it and approve for his actions, nor does he accept, you know, being approved for people's actions.
ومن استطاع وقدر أن يفرق بين الزينة والتزيين فقد أوتي خيرا عظيما.
And the person who is capable and who is able to differentiate between proof and, you know, the wrong argument has got a great favor.
لأن التزيين من أكبر عوامل الانحراف عن الصراط المستقيم.
So these types of decorations or reasons for making things sound good are one of the greatest causes of the people of the Muslims going astray.
وأني هذا بمثال جميل سمعتموه جميعا.
I will give a beautiful example of this, which all of you will have heard of.
وهو أن أبا هريرة رضي الله عنه جاء جوعا شديدا فخرج إلى الطريق يتعرض الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم.
لا إذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه was extremely hungry, and so he went out on the road, asking for people, asking for companions.
فمر أبو بكر فسأله عن آية وليس له حاجة بالآية. فما فطن أبو بكر لهذا؟ سألوا عن الآية لأجل يطعمه، يعني يراه جائع. سأل أبو هريرة أبا بكر عن آية من أجل أن يشعر أنه جائع. فما تنبه أبو
بكر؟ صاف صاف نقعد من أبو كم بركي قاعد كمانا بوسها في كان دي قبل تبدأ
أبو بكر came fast and Abu Huraira asked him about a verse of the Quran. He didn't say to him that I'm hungry, but كان يجب أن يكون المسيحين
ومر عمر فسأله عن آية في كتاب الله لعل عمر يشعر أنه جائع وتعبان فما تنبع عمر
يعني أبو بكر didn't realize that and then عمر رضي الله عنه came along and again أبو هريرة asked him about the verse of the Quran and I'm hoping that عمر would realize that he's tired and hungry but again عمر did not realize either.
ومر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أبو هريرة فعلم ما بوجهي لأبي وأمي فعلم ما بوجهي يعني من الجوع وكذا فكان يريد أن يسأل عن آية فالرسول عرف سلفا ما بوجهي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So when the Messenger of Allah came along, Abu Hurairah said, the Prophet of Allah saw from my face that I was hungry and tired. He didn't need to be asked.
قال أبا هر الحق بنا تعالما.
So the Messenger of Allah said to Abu Hurairah, come with us.
فدخلوا البيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لنسائه هل عندكم من شيء؟ قالوا ما عندنا شيء إلا لبن أهدي لنا قليل.
So they went together to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم And he asked his wife, do you have anything to eat? And the wife said, no, we don't have anything except the small amount of milk, which was gifted to us.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أبا هر قال لبيك يا رسول الله قال ادعو أهل الصفة وكانوا كثيرون فخرج أبو هريرة يحدث نفسه أن لا يعلمهم
أبو هريرة كان wishing and thinking that he shouldn't tell these only people
يعني يرجع إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما وجدتهم من أجل أن يشرب الحليب.
In other words, Umayyah was thinking he should come back to the Prophet and say, you know, I didn't find them, I couldn't find them. So that way he would be able to get some of the milk.
لأن الواقع أن الحليب لا يكفي لأربعين خمسين رجل من الصحابة.
Because the situation was telling Abu Huraira that it's more about the milk and not enough for 40, 60 people.
ولأن العاطفة تمنعه من أن يبلغ أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يعني الإيمان من كلمة، you know, don't obey the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولكن أبو هريرة يقول في نفسه وهو يحدثنا ولكن طاعة الله وطاعة رسوله لا بد.
بعد أبو هريرة says that he was probably thinking that he was thinking himself that I must obey Allah and nothing else.
يعني لو أن هناك تأويل عند أبو هريرة أو انحراف أو شيء لفعل هذا لكن طاعة الله وطاعة رسوله لا بد من ذلك.
In other words, if Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه had any kind of deviation or any corruption in him, he would have found some way to get around this because this was the nation and the spirit was telling him. But he said, no, I will obey Allah and His Messenger.
فلما دعا أصحاب الصفة أعطى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبا هر الكوب ليسقي الناس.
So when the people came, when the four people came, the Messenger of Allah actually gave Abu Huraira the bowl to go and give all the people to drink it.
بعد أن قرأ عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
After the Messenger of Allah recited over the drink.
فكان أبو هريرة يعطي الرجل ليشرب ثم ينظر هل بقي منه شيء أم لا.
So after Abu Huraira gave each person to drink, he would look at the bowl and see if there's anything left or not.
حتى سقى الجميع.
Until everything was present had drunk.
ثم جاء الأخير فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اشرب أبا هر.
Until right at the end, after all that, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, drink, أو أبو هريرة.
فشرب.
Then drank.
ثم قال له اشرب.
And then he said, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم again, drink, drink more.
ثم قال له الثالثة اشرب.
Then he said the third time, drink again.
ثم قال أبو هريرة والله لا أجد لها مسلكا مليئا.
And then Abu Huraira said, by Allah, I don't have any more space for it.
وكأني أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى كان يرى أبا هريرة وهو ينظر.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had been seeing Abu Huraira looking into the bowl after he turned.
فأراد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يعطيه درسا لا ينسى.
So the Messenger of Allah intended to give Abu Huraira a lesson that he wouldn't forget.
وهذا يلتقي مع قول رافع بن خديج وطاعة رسول الله وطاعة الله وطاعة رسوله أنفع.
And this is connected to the statement of رافع بن خديج that the obedience of Allah and His Messenger, this is a lesson in other words, the obedience of Allah to Allah and His Messenger is much more beneficial.
إن أكثر ما يضل العباد التزيين والتأويل.
Mislead the people most, the believers most, the misunderstandings, tazyin, and that we are making different interpretations.
التزيين أن يخلق دليلا من غير دليل.
التزيين declaration is to put forward what seems like an evidence, which is not evidence.
بناء على بكاء أو عاطفة أو عقل أو مصلحة أو واقع وهو ليس بدليل.
Trying to give impression of a proof or evidence by crying emotion or benefits of the experience or the intellect or anything like that, which is not evidence at all.
والتأويل أن يرد الدليل بالتزيين أو بالعاطفة أو بالنتائج أو بالواقع.
And تأويل or to give excuse or interpretation is to reject the truth or the proof with all of these kinds of arguments. partial or intellectual situation.
أعيد الخلاصة. التزيين أن يظن أن هذا دليل وليس بدليل.
So in summary, تزيين or decoration of words makes it look as though this is truth when it is not truth or evidence at all.
والتأويل أن يتهرب من الدليل بأمور إما ذكر.
And تأويل is to reject the proof that is actually there by these kind of arguments.
أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ربي وربكم عليه توكلنا وإليه أنبنا وإليه المصير. من كان له أسئلة في نفس الموضوع في نفس الموضوع قبل السياسة والسياسيين فتتفضلون. نعم.
So, question from now. What is the question regarding that before we come to politics and politicians?
I think better you read the question, so I will translate it now. Read the question, the whole question.
First question is, regarding beautifying excuses not to submit to the command in the Quran and the Sunnah, the issue of hijrah is clear cut in the Quran and Sunnah.
فقط في الموضوع انت فيهم عطوا الأسئلة الأخرى هو انت في الموضوع بعدين الأسئلة الثانية.
Question should be related to the subject.
Another question should be about the principles of recognizing the truth.
ثم ننتهي من الأوراق.
نفس الموضوع
تفضل.
الحمد لله رب العالمين أن البعث مسبوكة لله الذين استعدت ما خطتك لك في
لا بالعربي
تكلم بالعربي حتى يفهم الأخ حتى يفهم الشيخ
هم يترجمون السؤال والجواب. يعني لا نسهم بأي نساء ولا شيء. يعني قد يكون ما أريد تفكيرك إذا في شيء جديد تعطيه وإلا علم المقصود. الجواب سهل ميسور أسهل ميسور من ما. كيف نعرف في التزيين من خلاف أهل العلم؟ هذا يكون للأسف الشديد هذا حصل بين الشباب للأسف الشديد بسبب فقدان التأصيل.
A big confusion among the youth arises because, unfortunately, many of them do not have the correct foundation.
لأن معظم التربية الآن عند المشايخ وفي الدروس وخطب الجمعة مبنية على عاطفة على حزبية على اتباع لرجال على حب الرجال مبنية على هذا كل الأمور هذه مبنية ما في تأصيل لدى الناس مثل الصحابة.
Because unfortunately nowadays much of the education and teachings and the sermons on Fridays are based on emotion and sectarianism and following people and men and loving certain people and not others and no attempt at giving people a solid foundation like the companion of the Prophet.
ولذلك حصل في الصحابة خلافات كثيرة وما تنازعوا ولا تفرقوا لأنهم مؤصلون ونحن غير مؤصلين.
Instead, if you say that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ did have many differences amongst them, but they did not fall apart and they did not, fragment and disunite, unlike us, because we do not have the correct foundation, whereas the companions had the correct foundation.
هناك الخلاف السخيف والبارد، هذا أول مرة تسمعونه كلكم. وهناك الخلاف تنوع، وهناك خلاف المعتبر، وهناك خلاف الخطأ والصواب، وهناك الضلال. خمسة أنواع من الخلافات، كل واحدة لها موقف من المسلم.
لو ذكرت واحد
خلاف البارد، خلاف الذي لا معنى له.
Just as in different types of differences of opinion, there's five different types. In fact, one is useless, silly, trivial differences, which is totally pointless.
Al khilaf al tanawwa.
Second type of difference of different ways of doing the same thing.
Khilaf al mu'tabar.
Khilaf which is considered.
Different opinion which is valid, which is considered.
Al khilaf khata wa sawab.
Another type of difference is where one side is on the truth and one is wrong.
خلاف الضلال والحق.
And another one is a difference of misguidance and truth, of being astray and being on the correct path.
ولن نستطيع الآن الخوض فيهم، هذا يحتاج ساعات.
Now we don't have the time to go into that in detail, that needs hours.
لكن أما الخلاف البارد والسخيف الذي لا يترتب عليه شيء، مثل ما هي شجرة آدم؟ كم شهر مكث عيسى في بطن أمه؟ ما هي عصا موسى؟ كلب أهل الكهف، عدد أصحاب الكهف، مكان أصحاب الكهف، معركة الفلانية بأي مكان، إلى غير ذلك من الخلافات التي للأسف الشديد جرت على ألسن العلماء وكان يجب أن تندفن في ماشية.
The first one, pointless, silly differences which don't have any effect. This is amongst the scholars. For example, what type of trees were the tree from which Adam was forbidden? What kind of fruit was it? Or how many people were there in the cave? Or how many people in the ship of Noah alayhi salam? Or many other questions like that, which unfortunately, much discussion has spent amongst the scholars where they should not have been.
How many months Isa was in the...
How many months Isa alayhi salam was in the womb of Mary?
ما هو الزيبل؟ اسم الزيبل.
ايه ما هو
الزيبل؟ هو الزيبل الذي يجب أن يكون يجب أن يكون
أين الزيبل الذي يجب؟ هكذا هذا كله.
Where's the cave? You think of the cave. Where's the well? And you think of the cave.
دليله فلا تماري فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرة ولا تستفتي فيهم منهم أحدا. لا تسأل عن هذا الموضوع لأنه لا ينفعك.
And you also told me that you have do not discuss about this, except things which are clear, and do not ask people about this, meaning there's no benefit, what's the point of asking about this?
تعريفه
Definition of this term.
كل أمر لا يترتب عليه عقيدة أو عمل.
This is every issue on which no point of belief or action.
كيف for me.
No, عقيدة, no عمل is made. Yeah.
No belief or action is based.
ولا يخالف نصا.
And that it doesn't contradict the text.
هذا عرفت الموقف منه. لا تبحثوا، لا يجوز بحثوا أصلا. إذا واحد بحثوا ألقمه حجرا.
If the person starts discussing in detail about these things, well, it's 30 points, you should be sorry.
No. I put a stone in his mouth. Oh,
Okay, put a stone in his mouth.
Wait,
take it on the
إذا كان هناك ضرورة أو أذى للمرأة فيجوز لها أن تستخدم الآلات والحبوب لتأخير أو تنظيم الحمل فجائز تأخير الحمل أو تنظيم يعني هي تحمل بعد كل سنة كل سنة تريد تنظيم سنتين ثلاثة يجوز على ألا يضعها رجل.
About contraceptives, so there's a need for it because of contraceptives, so there's a need for it because then you're injuring harm to the woman, and she can use such contraceptives which delays conception, or we sort of plan it out every so often, but not, you know, we stop it completely. Anyway, we delay conception. In case of necessity, due to danger injury.
Then, Salam, if you don't make niya, so how many rakah are you going to make? And if you make two rakah, so you're musafir, but you make niya to make two rakah, do you have to make that salah again?
The question was, if the person does not make the intention of how many rakah he is going to pray, such as a traveler, and he realizes later that the person does not have to repeat the prayer.
You like to see that concerning the wearing of the imam and how to be worn and how to be tied in.
كيفما كان المهم أن يضع والمهم أن لا يتشبه.
Any way possible, in many ways. The important thing is that it's good to wear the turban and that it should not resemble the disbeliever. Yeah, two conditions.
Now the believers will drink from Gosford, the fountain of the Prophet ﷺ, that says that they will never feel any more thirst afterwards. But we also know that there will be wine to drink in paradise, so what is the thirst referring to?
ولماذا ايه؟ لماذا الخمر؟ لا للتروية ولكن للذة. أفهم التروية؟ يرتوي لا للعطف ولكن للذة.
Yeah, the question was, people who drink from Kaifa will not feel thirsty again, so that is their wine and other drinks from Jannah. The answer is quite simple, that the drink from Jannah is not for country's thirst, but for enjoying the venue.
لأن الإنسان في الدنيا يشرب لأمرين، للعطش وللذة في الدنيا، أما في الآخرة يشرب بس للذة.
أنا شخص يقول إنك لو جبت for punching yourself and also for enjoyment in the hereafter it will only be for enjoyment.
What is this kind of ruling on how people like brothers in Islam who like somebody who committed a crime and also maintains it who doesn't look after his family? What is this kind of ruling on that?
يقول الله عز وجل وقفوهم إنهم مسؤولون، فلا يمكن له أن يتجاوز إلى الجنة فوق الصراط إلا بعد أن يسأل عن كل صغيرة وكبيرة، وسيسأل عن الذرة التي ظلمها، فما باله بأولاده.
And the question was about the person he seems to be quiet, but he does not care about his kids and doesn't educate them. The case says, I have told him that I was broken for a first, etc. What is the only one stop them, they will be questioned. That is before crossing the bridge. Stop them, they will be questioned. And he says, the person will be questioned about everything, even a little kitten that he may have treated unjustly. So what about the way he treated his children?
This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It speaks about, I have been commanded to prostrate on 7 bones. Now you have some people today, when they prostrate, when they make sajda, or make sujood, sometimes their feet are in the air. Sometimes their arm here are on the floor. So they're not prostrating on these 7 bones. Does this make the prayer batil? Does this make the prayer invalid?
سبعة أعضاء التي يسجد عليها المسلم: القدمان، رؤوس الأمشاط، الركب، الأيدي، الجبهة والأنف واحد، فهذه السبعة. فمن رفع واحد منهما عن السجود بطل سجوده وبالتالي بطل صلاته.
And just like I'm looking at the hadith, the 7 bones in which you prostrate are the 2 feet, and the 2 knees, the 2 hands, and the 4 other nodes, the sacred one. So anyone who prostrates with any of these in the air has not prostrated properly. And it's not valid.
من الآن وبعدين تعيد مما مضى عصب عما مضى.
The prayer prayed now like that, and in the future, once you know, just to repeat. And any prayer in the past, if you prayed like that,
No, it's just back to the imam or the turban. Alright, it might seem like a simple question, but what is the imam? Is this considered as a turban? Does the turban have conditions like, it should be wrapped, it should be tight, or it should be hard to remove? Because you hear many things.
لكن إذا صلى وله عمامة هكذا فلا يرفعها، لابد أن تسجد وتركع معه.
If he has this turban handy, when he prays, he should not sort of lift up or wrap it behind, but leave it handy.
وأما إذا كان يعقدها هكذا فلا يجب عليه تركه.
And if he's tied it around his head, for example, he doesn't have to untie it. That's how he's wearing it.
وضع اليد في التشهد، وضع اليد في التشهد من أول التشهد إلى آخره، إما هكذا انظروا، وهذه باتجاه القبلة هكذا، وإما هكذا، إما الإبهام فوق هكذا باتجاه القبلة، وإما هكذا. أما التحريك
فللعلماء وجهان رأيان، رأي لا يحرك ورأي يحرك هكذا، والصواب التحريك هكذا وليس التحريك هكذا ولا هكذا ولا هكذا 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 باتجاه الفضل يشير يحرك.
حيث يمرون بسنة كما تقولون بالتشاهد and the two ways of having the thumb and middle fingers, one is to make a ring with the thumb and the middle finger, the other way is to put the thumb on the middle finger, and the forefinger points straight to the fiddler, and about moving it, the ulama has two fingers, one is just to point straight, and one is to move it slightly, but the moving it is slight, so that he's pointing at the fiddler, also moving it a little bit, and not, you know, up, down, and in a big way, or round and round, or sideways, anything like that. But pointing at the fiddler is that movement.
All the way.
Yes.
All the way to the salam.
المهم أنا قلت لهم نرجع ولا نحن لا نسأل. هو مريض. مريض خفيف. لا يسكت. إيه هم من عائلة رأسهم خفيف لا يسكت بسهولة. عرفت ليس طبيعي جدا فلا يستيقظ الا بعد الفجر فيتوضا ويؤذن
يكسل العبد حديث وكيف حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويكسل الكسل I will wake up after the sun has risen. What should I do? And the Prophet said, when you wake up then pray for this. The question is, does that mean that you can just you pray whenever you wake up and not bother about trying to get up to study. So the answer was that the person was ill, and because of that he was unable to get up, and he was likely waking him up. It wasn't a general thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay.